the fourth episode of the Beyond Boundaries with Fantastic Four podcast. I'm your host and HP Business Development Manager at TD SYNNEX, Jack Dark. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the latest and greatest Microsoft Windows 11 innovations, as well as some cool new AI-focused solutions you can explore across the education sector. Joining me for today's conversation is Sunny Vital, Strategic Business Program Manager for Microsoft Windows at TD SYNNEX, as well as Alex Fitzhugh, Business Development Manager for Microsoft Education at TD SYNNEX. Sunny and Alex, thanks for joining us today. To start us off, could you tell us a little bit about yourselves and your roles at TD SYNNEX?
Sure. So hello, everyone. I'm Alex Fitzhugh, and I am the Microsoft Education Business Development Manager here at TD SYNNEX. And I've been at TD SYNNEX for about 4 years now, most of that time on the Microsoft team. So I'm pretty well versed on our offerings. And basically, you know, it's just my job to work with resellers such as yourself and educate you and empower you on the Windows messaging and sell more Microsoft within education. And that includes not just devices, but some of our cloud capabilities, as well as, you know, like modern deployment and management solutions. So thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you, Alex. And you know, like Jack said, my name is Sunny Vital. I am the Strategic Business Program Manager for Windows 11 commercial devices. So I am on the flip side of what Alex does. So Alex focuses on that EDU umbrella, and I focus on the commercial side. So all things Windows 11 Pro for commercial customers, and, you know, my role is to act as a SME or a subject matter expert, a consultant to the sales team and our internal headcount, but also as a resource to our partners to take advantage of concerns, questions, comments, feelings, opinions about all things related to Windows. So happy to be here, happy to connect and talk a little bit more about our topics today.
Absolutely. And fantastic. You know, you guys are a part of our Fantastic Four that we have at TD SYNNEX, you know, the partnership between Microsoft and Intel, HP and TD SYNNEX. And, you know, I think a lot of times folks aren't aware that there are all those resources, right? You have your day-to-day contacts. So there's a lot of good stuff that comes from that partnership, like you guys shared, you can help with. So Sunny, I have my first question. How, if at all, have security expectations changed for Windows recently?
Oh, that's a big question, but I'll try and give you a nice answer. I mean, I think, what kind of pops out is very obvious for me is that security is definitely one of the most important topics that is relevant across all industries and verticals to all customers, commercial, Fed, SLG, it doesn't matter. I think Microsoft has a reputation and is known for kind of having sort of key components or pillars that kind of make up the Microsoft messaging around our value. And so when we talk about Windows and its security, I mean, it's secure by default. So every iteration of Windows is the most secure Windows that that is out there up to date, right? So it's automatically protecting your business from chip to cloud and even reducing security incidents by as much as 58%. So cyber attacks are usually the top of mind for the security, but also the management piece too. But, you know, just cyber attacks alone are becoming really sophisticated, really a lot more, you know, it's not like if you walk into a CVS and, you know, somebody steals a pack of crackers, you know, from the shelf. This is like a targeted hit and run and somebody's distracting the cashier while somebody comes in and just scoops everything off the shelf. It's very tactical. It's very sophisticated. So, businesses need a powerful solution to really safeguard their devices against a lot of these malicious players, right? So when you integrate Windows 11 Pro devices with your business, you're instantly gaining improved security measures that are going to really reduce your organization's ability to be attacked. And so it's keeping you covered, like I said, from chip to cloud. So from a hardware perspective, from the Windows perspective with the operating system, as well as additional security in the cloud as well. So it's a really closed feedback loop when we think about it on what Microsoft's offering for protection on the Windows platform.
Thank you, Sunny. Yeah, that's all great information to know. And, you know, I think our reseller partners ask, you know, what are selling points when they're in the field talking to their end users? And security just happens to be one of those things that affects all of us. You know, it's such a personal thing. Alex, I kind of want to build off of that. What do you see the security challenges in education?
Yeah. So, you know, everything that Sunny mentioned in terms of security within Windows 11 pretty much is mirrored in education. So all of those features are available within Windows 11 Pro Academic for devices. And when we talk about security within education, I think a lot of people kind of miss the fact that education is like the hardest hit sector out of any industry. So they get the most malware attacks. And part of the reason for that is because children click on anything. So they don't know what they're doing and they don't know who they're inviting. So it's a really, really big topic of conversation when we talk about security and education and what Microsoft is doing around there. But I think I'll focus more on what they're doing in terms of like cloud security. When we talk about the power of Microsoft 365 with Windows 11, there's a really big story to tell there. And if you are not familiar, you know, Microsoft actually just dropped a new TEI study where they worked with Forrester Consulting, and they examined kind of some of the security-related ROI that some schools districts were able to achieve after deploying Microsoft 365 A5 within their school district. And, you know, prior to upgrading to A5, many of those institutions were able to see like they had a lot of costly security events, and it led to a lot of disruptions and, you know, loss of learning within their environment. And the study kind of highlights that after they were able to successfully implement A5, you know, they were able to see that not only that increased cost savings over time, but, you know, it was a lot easier to manage those security threats when they came in and properly manage those devices. So if you haven't had a chance to read that study, I would definitely encourage you guys to check it out. It's pretty lengthy, so there's a lot of good content in there, but it'll really help in your conversations when you're talking with schools, because we kind of want to drive away from that reactive mindset and start talking about what can we do proactively to protect our teachers, protect our students, you know, and protect all of these endpoints across our organization.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing, Alex. As a mama to an eighth grader that has a Chromebook in her hands, you know, I appreciate and agree with what you said, and I might even check that study out just to know. So that's awesome. I had never heard of that one. So speaking of popular topics, Windows 11's been pretty popular with IT. Can you guys explain, Sunny, why don't you take this one? Why don't we explain why this is the case?
I mean, since Windows birth, you know, Microsoft has always been about what we do together. You know, we are integrated in so many parts of so many people's businesses. So when we talk about, I mean, it's that's also pretty broad. But I mean, I think what I can say is that Windows 11 is... It has become more popular. It wasn't at first because people are often resistant to change. And I think what people were missing or not understanding is that when we launched Windows 10, we said, this is it. No more Windows. We'll just update and upgrade. No worries. Windows 10 was born in a time where most of the workforce was in person. And when 2020 happened with the pandemic, it really changed the way we had to work. And so now Windows 10 was not built for the security of a remote hybrid workforce. So Windows 11 was not popular at first because people were so used to 10 and really loved it. But what they weren't understanding was that 11 is really an update. It really wasn't such a big significant change. But what you're not seeing on the front end is people are getting caught up on the front end, and what they're not understanding is that there's a lot of security on the back end that they're not seeing. So they think, oh, Windows 10 and Windows 11, they're the same. And it's like, no, there is a rising threat the longer and longer you wait to upgrade. So when we talk about every iteration of Windows, it was created to target a specific challenge. So for Windows 7, it was the growth of apps, making devices more user-friendly. But when we go from all the way back in the Windows 7 and Windows 10 and Windows XP and all these different versions of Windows, I mean, Windows 11 was designed for where we're at today, the modern workplace with remote flexibility and updated and upgraded built-in security. Basically all the things that are making our lives easier. So from Windows Autopilot, which is a fraction of the time with traditional imaging, it takes away a lot of that lift from IT teams, to remote management capabilities, allowing them to update and provision remotely, not to mention enjoying an 80% decrease in the number of incoming help desk tickets. So, and that's a very real number too. So from an IT management perspective, 11 is more secure because it's built for the world we live in today, and it has taken more and more of that lift away. And as I said earlier, you know, we have to think about closing the loop, and, you know, it's that chip to cloud piece. So the hardware has also changed and evolved to help support what the OS was doing from 10 to 11 to get more of that security in hand, to get more of that IT management in hand. And I would say it's because of that now Windows 11 is popular with IT users. I think regular users and everyday people who use Windows 11, they don't necessarily get that because they're not working with it from a management security backend piece. So where we are today is definitely in a really good spot because of all that hard work we've done to help people understand why they need 11 over 10.
Yeah, and I think you hit it on the head, right? People don't like change, especially after years of some drastic change. And, you know, I haven't upgraded personally on mine, but I'm hearing some really cool features, like what you can do with Snip and it pulling out the text. And so even for those day-to-day users, like you said, that might not have the management experience, I think they have a lot of good stuff for them in store when it comes to functionality and the way we use Outlook and the different tools today. So I appreciate you sharing all of that. Because you really, mm-hmm. seems like you have nothing to lose by switching over, honestly. Just lots of great stuff to gain.
No, yeah, and it's also a 98.3% app compatibility. And when you do that migration, you do that upgrade, Windows 11 in that process will check with the app compatibility. So if it's not a fit, it's not a match, or certain things that you need to have on the device, it'll let you know ahead of time. But that number is increasing because a couple years ago, that 98% was at 96%. So we're slowly closing that gap too as well.
Absolutely. That's all great stuff. Alex, I have one for you. Is there a modern education solution that we have today that you go back and like, oh my gosh, I wish I had this back in sixth grade or something?
Yes. And this is something I love to talk about when I'm at events. So I can't talk about the cool features within education and not talk about our friend, you know, AI. So when we talk about like AI and education, I think a lot of people are concerned because, you know, there's concerns like we don't want our students using AI to write their papers, or we don't want our students using AI to cheat. And we kind of need to kind of step away from that mindset because there's a lot of different ways that AI can be utilized within education, a lot of positive ways. And Microsoft has really worked on embedding AI along several different ways within their solutions. And that's one of the main ways is through their learning accelerators, which are powered through Microsoft 365. I'm not going to talk about all of them today because that would take way too long. But to your original question, you know, a feature that I personally really like and wish I had when I was in school is Reading Progress and Reading Coach. And if you're not familiar with these, it basically utilizes AI to kind of record a student who's been assigned like a reading passage, and it can pick up if they omit words, if they mispronounce words, if English isn't their first language. So it can pick up if maybe it it graded them wrong thinking that they mispronounced the word, but really there was just a language barrier there. And it'll basically intuitively take that information for the teacher, and they'll be able to quickly see like, okay, this is where the student needs help, or this is what they're struggling on. And then they can better assign a new reading assignment. And the reason why I personally feel like this is really powerful is because when you're talking about a teacher who has anywhere from 20 to 30 students in a class, and you're talking about, you know, helping them learn how to read, they're not going to be able to sit here and identify each and every problem that each of those students has. So with these solutions in place, it kind of helps them provide that individualized learning. So if you have students who are struggling, you know, it'll help you identify those students. You can better work with those. And if you have other students who are excelling, you know, they can quickly move on and they can get harder assignments. And that's personally where I feel like I wish I had that in school. As someone who, not trying to toot my own horn, but as someone who sometimes struggled with paying attention in class simply because I personally wasn't challenged enough. You know, I might not have been struggling with the content as much as my peers. And so I really found it difficult to kind of keep that engagement in class and, you know, that love of learning in place, because I wasn't being challenged enough. So if I had this particular solution in place where it can identify, okay, you know, I'm moving along, it'll know to assign me harder assignments. And therefore, you know, I'm getting challenged the way I need to get challenged. And then everyone is getting that kind of personal love and attention that they need. And you're not working with this concept nowadays where we're struggling to even make learning fun for, you know, our children, which I think is huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember like the old school reading groups, right? And how does one teacher have like three or four reading groups and sit there and listen? So I think you look at bandwidth and you're talking about giving students a personalized touch and then also almost like a teacher assistant in a way. And I actually heard of a sales innovation program at a university locally. They record things and pull out filler words. So I'm assuming that's kind of the same software they're using, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It can also pick up on filler words too. And it's really cool. I mean, if you Bing reading progress, you know, you can see a quick video and it'll show you like it'll highlight all the words and color code it. So you can quickly see like what exactly that student missed in the passage.
Oh, so cool. And I mean, we're kind of running up on time because we've talked about a lot of great things and you guys have had such fantastic content to share. I do want to ask, you know, wrap it up with, and Sunny, I'll start with you. You know, do you have a personal favorite hidden gem of Windows 11 Pro?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a hidden gem, but I think it's a great tie into what Alex was talking about with AI. You know, Windows, I think when we talk about AI, a lot of people, it's very trendy. It's, you know, it's where the industry is all at. Everyone's hanging on every single announcement, every single word that comes out about AI. But, you know, AI has been around in the Windows operating system since its birth. But what that looks like from a user perspective versus, once again, front end versus back end is different. But I think one thing that's very simple and easy, especially since a lot of people are familiar with Windows 10, is that AI-powered recommendations. You know, Windows is going to show you the most relevant content in your File Explorer and the Start menu just based on your activities alone. So you're going to see recommended content so you can help prepare for meetings, collaborate in projects, and so on and so forth. And it keeps track of stuff, and the menu is fully customizable. So I really enjoy the AI-powered recommendations in Windows. To me, that's it's an oldie, but it's a goodie. And I like to highlight it because it's a great call out to say, hey, the AI has already been built into the system for a minute. So
awesome. Classic like Chanel. Hey, Alex, what about you? What's your favorite hidden gem?
Yeah, so if I had to choose just one, I think, you know, I'd have to mention staff layouts. I think that's pretty cool, especially when you have a lot of work to do and you're not, you know, you don't have access to maybe your monitor or your mobile monitor on the go. So with snap layouts, you know, you can quickly arrange your windows so that you can view two different things at the same time. And it just makes you kind of work more efficiently. I think when we talk about snap layouts, it'll actually get more easier because, you know, with the launch of Copilot, soon people will be able to use Copilot to quickly use snap layout to arrange their windows and they won't have to to manually put those windows in place.
Oh, very cool. I travel a lot, so I'm gonna have to check out the Snap layout in an airport sometime. Well, that is time. I can't thank you both enough for stopping by and joining us for this episode. To our listeners, I want to encourage you guys, if you heard anything that you want to know more about, or you'd like to connect with Sunny, Alex, and myself, we're always happy to chat and connect. Find us on LinkedIn or shoot us an email. And again, thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond Boundaries with the Fantastic Four.